The church dedicates this Sunday to be the Word of God Sunday because all of the readings this Sunday reminded us this powerful, transformative, and personal Word of God that can change our lives. My brothers and sisters, in this ordinary time when we live in a very turbulent society and age and times where it seems to be like, oh yeah, things are changing, and we have to constantly adapt, we have to constantly change ourselves, we have to constantly catch up, we have to constantly be on the move. When can we find the ordinariness or things that are familiar and things that could give us life? And for this season in the church before we begin Lent, is that very ordinary time where each and every one of us are being reminded that we have a vocation, an ordinary, seem to be ordinary vocation on the outside in the eyes of the world, but this extraordinary vocation to be children of God is so important because we are planter of God's words in each and every encounter, in each and every person, in each and every place, in each and every opportunity, in each and every moment that we have been given, not just by coincidence, but by the providence of God. So, in your ordinary days, are you planting? Are you sowing? Are you sharing the Word of God with the people that you meet? Or are you just moving along the way and busy with whatever is going on in front of you and in front of me? Each and every one of us have to recognize that we need to begin each and every day with the Word of God. Yeah, we always joke as Catholics, oh no, we don't read the Bible, it belongs close to our fireplace. You know, we don't read the Bible until we hear it at Mass. That's wonderful. Unless you go to daily Mass and unless you and I take the intention to study the Word of God by going to daily Mass, we haven't been introduced to the sacred scripture that much or the Bible that much. So be intentional in that. Am I reading the Word of God? Am I reading scripture? Do I know who God is? Am I engaging in that personal relationship with Him through a life of prayer and a life of worship? What we receive at Mass, we need to, and living at home, go a little bit further than going to Mass. I think people try to find each and every excuse not to go to Mass, not to read the scripture, and not to change their lives. Because as human creatures, as human beings, we like things to be comfortable our way. But read in the first reading today from the book of Nehemiah. Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, and he read the law of God to them. And why did they wept? Why did they cry? Because they are now returning from their exile in Babylon. And in all those years where they have lived in Babylon, they have picked up another way of life. A way of life that were like the people around them. And they have forgotten the law of God. And that's why when Ezra read to them the law of God, they wept. They wept. Wept tears of repentance. And they want to be right. When we know that the law of God is inviting us to change our way of life, do we weep? Because, Lord, I have lived without you, and do we want to change? Or do we just going to dismiss, go like, oh, yeah. I know what God wants, but this is how I interpret it, and I'm going to interpret it according to what I want and what is convenient for me. No, the law of God needs to change us first. Stop asking other people to change for us. Stop attacking others. Stop judging them in order to make ourselves feel good. We need to judge ourselves by asking ourselves, am I humbly loving God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my being, with everything that I have? which would lead us toward the second reading today from St. Paul. He wrote to a very divided community, not only in class, but in culture and in ways of life. The Corinthians were so divided. And when they came to church, they were divided among themselves in church too. And that's why he reminded them that you are Christ's body. Each and every one of you is part of that body of Christ. Whether you're Jews or you're Greek, slaves or free persons, we were all made one in Christ. Not a single part, individualized one, but many parts of one body. Do you recognize that? Look around you when you go to church. Are you so occupied with your own little space, your own little world? Or do you recognize the people around you and want to build that that community of faith and that body of Christ where you are? My brothers and sisters, we have many gifts, as St. Paul has said, but all those gifts are to help us grow, not only for ourselves, but to nourish the body of Christ. Each and every one of you have been given gifts that God did not give to me. Each and every one of us have those gifts as well as our limitation and our brokenness to come together, to enrich one another, because we cannot do it alone. The Church of God is not a dictatorship. The Church of God is that community of faith, a family that have been gathered by Christ to help each other grow in that love, to keep the law of the Lord. So each and every one of us need to remind ourselves that when we receive communion, the body and blood of Christ, in his full soul and divinity, we are to build our own ecclesiastical communion with one another by how we nourish each other here in the church as well as here in our society. Today's gospel readings is Jesus' own expression of his mission and his purpose. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. He had come to set us free. Free from the enslavement to sin and the opinions of this world. To bring good news to the poor that we are not alone, we are not abandoned, that God is with us. And if God is with us, are we with God and are we withholding ourselves from that loving him, or are we giving him our everything in order to be in this personal and communal covenant with him? He has bring glad tidings to us, the poor who have nothing. Really, we might have a lot of worldly goods, but we have nothing without him. He brought glad tidings to us so that we can be rich spiritually and eternally in him. He has set us free. And do we want to continue to be free, to live as sons and daughters of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus and instrument of the Holy Spirit, or do we want to be captives of this world? He has opened our eyes to see things that are eternal, things that are transcendent, things that give life. Are we seeing that? Or are we blinding ourselves with things that are appealing, things that are in front of our eyes, and things that are consumeristic? Buy, 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 more, 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 more. Are we seeing or are we blind? And are we willing to continue to let go of the things that oppress us and enslave us, or are we willing to be enslaved by them? And are we willing to proclaim to others the good news that we have received, or are we keeping it to ourselves? the Word of God has the power to change us. But don't expect others to be changed. We need to be changed. You, me, by reading the sacred scripture, by praying, and by a life of worship. Come to Mass, receive the Word of God at Mass, and continue to read the sacred scripture in your life and my life so that we can pray, internalize, deepen, and enrich our lives. God gives us life through His Word, through His sacraments, especially through His own body and blood. God gives us life. And unless we receive that life from Him, we cannot give life to others. We will bring on division, selfishness, egocentric desires and benefits, and manipulation and lies. The only true freedom is from God. The Word of God will set us free, because God loves us. Do you believe? Are you willing to change? Are you and I willing to live our extraordinary vocation in a very ordinary way with where we are? My brothers and sisters, talk is cheap. Plant the Word of God by how you and I live, so that our life speak louder than our words, so that our lives point to Christ Jesus, the one who truly loves us, the one who has came to save us, and the one who has sent forth the Holy Spirit to set us free, so that we can know who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, be free and live in the freedom that God has meant for us.